Number 21, prayer message. Pray for God's Spirit on the Jews. Quote, I will pour on the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Zechariah 12:10.
Right, that's the last days. They'll look upon him whom they have pierced and mourn for him as a son. But then what?
Quote, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Romans 10:1. Pray for the Jews, for their return to the God of their fathers becomes a reality in a way we can
let it become a reality. I just didn't write it in there right. Okay, let it become a reality. In other words, pray with faith so that it becomes a reality. Because whatever you ask the Lord, this is the Lord strictly from, a prayer strictly from the Lord. And if you pray it, it will become a reality. Every prayer that you pray will become a reality if you pray it in faith with all the heart. So, and if it's, and when you pray it in the Spirit, of course, then what else?
Pray for the Jews for their return to the God of their fathers, that it becomes a reality in a way we can know only by believing the word.
Yeah, this is the only way we can know it. The only way that we can know it is when we believe in what?
The believing in the word.
Yeah, when you believe the word. The word says that the word is God, and that if you ask in faith, and if you ask, you shall receive. And if you pray and you cannot, the Lord states that he's the one that tells us to pray. You have to believe that Christ is in you telling you what to pray. The Lord is within, and he, the Spirit of the Lord, is in you, and this is what you're interceding. And he's making intercession for us. Amen?
Amen.
Is that what the Bible says?
Yes.
He tells us what to pray. That means he does intercession for us. So we pray the prayer that he tells us to pray from the Spirit. Believe that the Spirit is in you that tells you what to pray. So it's the temple of the Lord. He's in there and he talks. And he will impel or urge you to pray certain prayer and tell you what to pray. If you're seeking him and asking him what to pray. Okay, then what?
We must understand the reason for praying for the Jews. And the wonderful blessing, the fulfillment of this, will be to the church, the world, and with the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Right. If when they get saved, the Bible says 144,000, they'll be the world will be evangelized almost overnight, because a Jew, once they know something, and they get on fire for the Lord, he can use them in a marvelous way because they're the natural branch of the olive tree. And you just don't see, just look at Sue and myself. We turn the world upside down. Just two of us, right?
Right.
Just think if there's 144,000 of us, what's going to happen? It's obvious the whole world will be evangelized overnight, right?
Yes.
Because there's a zeal, you know. I mean, there's just like, it's like wonderful the way that the understanding is with the Jew. A lot of Gentiles don't like to hear, but Gentiles must believe that they're now Jews and they're all in the same spirit, that there's no such thing as Jew or Gentile. But the Lord, through Paul here, is telling that, and also he's telling that there is the flesh of Israel and he wants them saved. He wants them to become spiritual Israelites like some Jews and a lot of Gentiles are. So there's no Gentile, no Jew, or no Greek Gentile. There's only Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So don't get jealous because you're a Gentile, and I'm speaking this way because you're included, if you don't get angry at the Word of God, and if you don't get jealous of the Jews. Okay, then what?
Don't ever believe that God has ordained all this without our prayer.
Yeah, don't believe that God has ordained this, that just it's going to happen because God said so. It won't happen without our prayer. It's got to be God ordained it, but he also ordained us to pray. So the combination has to be there of God's ordination and the prayer. He didn't ordain it without prayer. It's like a double thing that has to be done. There's two things that you have to do when you get into the refrigerator. First, you got to open it. Don't think that you're going to get anything out of the refrigerator unless you open it, right?
Right.
Don't think that you're going to go anywhere if you just open the door to the car and sit there. There's other things that you have to do, right?
Right.
You have to put the key in. You got to make sure there's gas in the tank. Then you got to, if you're driving automatic shift, put the clutch in and then shift into first or reverse, whichever way you're going to go. And then you have to press on the gas. There's all kinds of things that people have to do in order. And don't think for one second that God has ordained this to be without your prayer. No prayer, it's only half done. He's ordained it, but it takes the prayer to make it happen. Okay? That simple?
Yes.
God made it simple for us simple-minded people. Amen?
Amen.
You know, I'm glad that we don't have to be rocket scientists to figure it out. Or, you know, people that want to sin, they just sit there and stare like, you know, it's very hard and complicated and everything. Now, they in their mind want to not understand it so that they don't have to perform it. It's simple. You pray for what God told you to ordain, and then it'll happen. Why is it so complicated, huh? If you don't have any arms and legs, you pray somebody will open the door. Amen?
Yeah.
Because you don't have the arms to do it, and you don't have the legs. You can't do it either by just prayer. It has to be God opening the doors and closing them and whatever. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, then what? Because we're as the same as armless and legless. We're dead. Our will is dead and everything, but we pray to God. He's the one that does it. The work of God must be done by God. Amen?
Amen.
And he says it'll happen only if you pray. Oh, simple? Huh? Okay, good. I see a cause, a bunch of question marks over the heads of people. It is simple, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we need. It's not nods. The folks out there in radio land cannot hear your nod. They must hear, amen! Amen or no, one of the two. Okay, go ahead.
Don't ever believe that God has ordained all this without our prayer, and don't believe that our prayers cannot hasten it.
Yeah, our prayers can make it happen now. So if you're waiting to pray, you're dragging your feet. He wants it now, all these prayers, from every one of these prayer services. Okay? Then what?
In God's divine and mysterious way, God has linked his fulfillment of his promise with our prayer.
Yeah. Isn't that simple?
Yes.
He says it's going to happen, but not unless we pray for it. Let not any man think that they're going to receive anything from the Lord without faith. If you believe the word of God, the Lord says, pray. Ask it and you shall receive. Amen?
Amen.
Don't ask, you're going to receive. Well, why should we care whether the Jews get saved? Why? Because God ordained it, all right? You're supposed to be a child of God and want to see the fulfillment of his promises. And you're supposed to want to be part of servant of the Lord, a son of God. Amen?
Amen.
And you're supposed to want to be going to heaven. All right, then what? It's simple, isn't it? And then what?
The Lord's Spirit's intercession in us is God's forerunner.
Okay, the Lord's Spirit intercession in us, the Lord's Spirit in us that tells us what to pray. Okay, in other words, then what?
Is God's forerunner of blessings.
Yes. When he tells us what to pray, it's just a forerunner of the blessing to come if we pray what he tells us to pray. You can be happy when he tells you to pray something because you know it's going to come to pass if you pray it. And when you pray, say, okay, with your mouth, oh God, save the Jews. Oh Lord God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Save the Jews, oh Lord of God. Bring them in. Bring in the 144,000, Lord. We are getting the devil is just wearing out the saints as he said he would. And we need more laborers. Oh, God, save the Jews. This world will be evangelized overnight. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. And we know that this is a prayer that your son asked us to pray. And that the Spirit tells us to pray. And so therefore we know that you're going to do it. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, then what?
Pray for Israel and for God's work by our prayer done among them. Amen. Quote, Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Pray with the intercession of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, this is not. Okay, how do we pray?
With
the intercession of the Holy Spirit. I mean, pray with what the Lord tells us to pray. Yeah, that's all I mean. What the Spirit tells us to pray. Oh, well, we just don't know. Because you're not seeking the Lord. Okay, He's there for every one of us. Amen?
Amen.
No respect of persons. Those that ask, will receive. Those that seek, will find. Those that knock, it shall be opened. So don't try to say that, well, God put me on hold. Well, He's no respect of persons. No, that isn't true. He only likes Tony. Well, maybe Tony was the only one years back that was doing something, you know, what he said, and didn't care what people thought about, but now there's you, okay, and you know all the information now. It's all been given to you, so you've got the ball in your hand, and it's in your court. Now what are you going to do with it? Okay, then what?
Quote, we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26.
Right, the groanings come and the Spirit impels and then oh, that's it. Okay? I back my words up with the scripture here. Amen?
Amen.
Read that again. I love that scripture.
We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Yeah, the Spirit tells us what to pray. And if you're not listening close enough to the Lord, then groan or do something. Okay, let the Spirit groan with you because it's unspeakable. Okay, then what?
In our ignorance and weakness, believe that the Spirit of intercession is invisibly within you.
Yes, it's hidden within you. It's there. Christ is there. And He wants to tell you what to pray. And when He does, He doesn't want you to just sit there like a lump on the log. He wants you to, then when you know what to pray, then He wants you to pray it. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Make yourself yield to His life and leading. Make it a habit.
Yeah, force yourself to make that a habit. Make yourself do it. All right, then what?
God will take care of your infirmities in your prayer.
Right, you may have problems, you think, because you don't know what to pray. He'll take care of that infirmity. Just pray to Him, Lord, tell me what to pray. This is the day of the Lord, today is. It's another day of the Lord. We don't want the devil to continue on. We want him to get weaker and weaker every day and to be pushed into a corner and into a cell and locked up. And that can all be done by prayer. I believe that God can do that. Over and above anything that we're even able to imagine. So I can imagine that. Lock him up. Tear the kingdom of Satan to pieces, Father. Push him into a wall. Give us, anoint us. And Lord, we pray for the Jews that they'll be saved. Lighten them like you did me, Lord. I didn't know you at all. And here you spoke to me in that office that day and made me do things that I'd never do. And I knew that you were up there then, for sure. That was the happiest day of my life. And you do the same thing, Father, to all these Jews, the 140 and 4,000. In a supernatural way, Lord, reveal thyself unto them. And Lord, we pray that they'll be saved. And not only are we praying that they'll be saved, but we're also sending the literature out to them because that's how people get saved, is by preaching and teaching. So we pray that you'll anoint the literature and that you'll send other ministers to them that are anointed by your Spirit, so that they'll be saved. Okay, then what?
In prayer, believe God's ability to fulfill them, even if you cannot see how they are to be fulfilled.
No, I don't ever tell the Lord how to do it. Really, I just say He could do it the same way as He did me. He could do it 100 million different ways. He's God. He can do it the way He did of the Apostle Paul. Another Jew. Renegade. Loose cannon. But He saved him. He revealed Himself unto him. And Lord, we ask you to do that miraculous thing that you did to Paul and myself and other Jews that you've quickened to be in the body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Okay, then what?
God knows the mind of the Spirit, quote, because he maketh intercession for the saints, according to the will of God. Pray with the faith of a child. Pray in awe of the God who actually lives and prays in you.
He's living in you and praying in you. He's telling you what to pray. And then when you pray, then it'll be his Spirit that takes you right up to the throne. It's just easy. It gives you all that faith and power. Well, that's the message for today. Prayerfully, you will do what you've learned, okay?